Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
This week we're going to talk about pre-season tours, and the language focus is going to be on language we use to talk about the weather.
We'll also have our pronunciation, fantasy football and football phrase sections for you later. And we have our second pre-season mini course for you to complete.
Well done to Alex from Ukraine, who was the first to complete our first pre-season course last week. Well done to the rest of you who completed it too. We hope that you found it useful.
If you haven't started the course yet, don't worry. Just go to the fan section at the top of the page and click on courses. You'll find last week's course and all the other courses that are available for you on Premier Skills English.
That's right. We're going to try to have a new course for you every week, and we'll use this podcast to help you with some parts of the course. So maybe it's a good idea to start the course now. Can you see the button on the side of the page that says Join Course? Click it now, then continue listening.
We will look at some of the different parts of the course in this podcast. Don't forget to click on the Mark as Complete button when you finish each section.
But remember to come back to the podcast after you complete each section, because this is the first section in this week's course.
Right, that all sounds good. Let's get on with the show. What's been happening on the website this week, Rich?
As I said earlier, we've got our first pre-season course up and running. We've also got a new article on strikers with some more advanced football language.
Like what?
One example in the article is the word goal hanger, which is quite difficult. I bet you were a goal hanger at school.
Never!
We all did it sometimes. It's when a player stays very close to the other team's goal to try to score easy goals.
Haha, yes, I remember. And at school in the playground, we never played offside. Sometimes matches would finish 24-25, and we only played for 30 minutes.
So, if you want to look for some more difficult vocabulary, have a look at our strikers article and quiz on the homepage.
We also had some great comments from new members last week. Pre-season course one involved looking at the Manchester United page, and we had lots of opinions about the Red Devils.
Bokan Mohamed from Iraq is excited about Ibrahimovic at Manchester United, and Mustafa Elifai from Egypt thinks that United will be stronger this season. But Davilions, an Arsenal fan from Spain, thinks they still need to sign some more players.
What's been happening in the Premier League this week, Rich?
There have been more new signings this week. The biggest is probably Jorginho Wijnaldum, who Liverpool have signed from Newcastle for about £25 million. Or maybe Alvaro Negredo, the ex-Manchester City striker, who Middlesbrough have signed from Valencia in Spain.
Very exciting. It's good to see a new team getting a top striker like Negredo.
Yes, maybe he would be a good buy for the Premier Skills fantasy football team, but more about that later. What else has been happening?
Premier League clubs are preparing for the new season, which involves lots of training and pre-season friendly matches, and lots of clubs are on pre-season tours.
That's right. I saw last week that Premier League clubs will travel 172,000 miles on pre-season tours. That's 277,000 kilometres.
That's a lot of miles or kilometres.
Premier League clubs are visiting 14 countries during pre-season. Tottenham will fly the furthest when they go to Australia, but the USA is the most popular country to visit. 8 Premier League teams have visited or will visit the US during pre-season.
I've seen that the two Manchester clubs, City and United, are in China, but it's not all going to plan.
No, it isn't. There has been horrible weather in China. There have been lots of storms and heavy rain.
Well, it sounds just like Manchester.
Yes, I know. Manchester is well known for a city where it rains a lot. But I think the rain in Beijing this week has been a lot heavier.
Yes, and the derby match between City and United, I won't call it a friendly match because it's difficult for a derby to be friendly, has been called off.
Called off?
Yes. Called off is a phrasal verb that means to be cancelled. The match between Manchester City and Manchester United has been called off. It's been cancelled because of the weather.
This means the match won't be played again because it was only a friendly. In the Premier League, when a match is called off because of bad weather, we say the match is postponed.
Postponed means cancelled but will happen again in the future on a different day.
And this is different from delayed. A match can be delayed by a few minutes because of bad weather or because the players haven't arrived or something. But a match is delayed by a few minutes or maybe a few hours. When a match is postponed, it's played on a different day.
And when a match is cancelled, it's permanent. Like the Manchester Derby in Beijing. It's a pity because it would have been the first ever derby to be played abroad, outside of the UK.
The weather can often cause problems for people, and in our activities this week, we're looking at vocabulary to describe the weather, and asking you if the weather has ever stopped you doing something you wanted to do.
This week's Club of the Week is Manchester City. What's new at City this season?
Well, as you probably know, the biggest change at City this season is the manager.
Of course. This season, City's manager will be Pep Guardiola. Definitely one of the best managers a team can have.
Yes, he's had lots of success at Bayern Munich in the last 3 seasons. But he's most famous for the Barcelona team that won the Champions League twice and the Spanish League 3 times.
And has he brought in any new players yet?
He's bought the Spanish winger, Nolito, but the biggest buy so far is İlkay Gündoğan from Borussia Dortmund. He's a German international midfielder, and I think he will be a big player for City this season.
We had an interesting comment from Jane Lost from Russia on the Manchester City page. She says that many people say that City have no history as a big club. She then says City's history is being written now. What do you think? Is the history of a football club important? Rich, you've predicted that City will win the league this season.
I know. I'm feeling nervous about my prediction.
Go to the Manchester City page as part of this week's pre-season course and tell us if you agree with Jane and if you agree with Rich's prediction.
Each week, we're going to help you with your pronunciation. Sometimes we'll look at individual sounds. Sometimes at words and phrases, and sometimes linking sentences together.
This week, we want to help you with 2 sounds that are sometimes difficult. The sounds are P and B. Some learners find it difficult to notice the difference and pronounce the sounds the same.
But they are different, and there is one easy way to check.
What's that, Rich?
Well, when you say the sound P, like football pitch, some air comes out of your mouth. But when you say B, like football or ball, no air comes out of your mouth.
Okay, but how do you know if air is coming out or not?
Well, this is the clever part. Put a piece of paper in front of your mouth and say football pitch. If you're saying it correctly, the paper will move when you say the P sound. Then say football, football, football. The paper shouldn't move.
Nice. I think it's a good idea for practicing these sounds, but maybe not in public.
Last week's football phrase was transfer window. There are two transfer windows, one in January and one in the summer. These are the periods of the year when clubs can buy and sell players.
Well done to Alex from Ukraine, Quasimanifest from Ghana, Aragon 1986 from Montenegro, Assam Juve from Palestine, Rema from Serbia, Safwan 2000 from Saudi Arabia, Heidi from Tunisia and Bokan Mohammed from Iraq. All of you got the correct answer.
Have you got a new phrase for us this week?
Yes. What? Okay, sorry. See, I'm not reading these. I haven't got this far. Yes, this week's football phrase is... This is a phrase that connects football and something we've been speaking about in this week's podcast and that you can read more about in the lesson, the weather. The phrase is... The phrase describes a team or a player who hasn't scored for a long time. You say a player or a team is suffering from a... The second word is a weather word that is used to describe the weather when it hasn't rained for a long time.
Definitely not a problem we have in the UK most of the time. It's always raining here.
We've started to build our fantasy football team on Premier Skills English. We've already chosen our strikers.
As part of this week's course, pre-season course 2, go to the discussion on midfielders and help us choose 5 midfielders for the Premier Skills fantasy football squad.
Remember, you can enter your own team in our Premier Skills League on the Premier League website too.
Fantastic. Right, well, that's all we have time for today.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and the football phrase in the comments below. And remember to join this week's Premier Skills English course by clicking on Pre-season Course 2 on the side of this page.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.